SBS Radio. Hundreds of people gathering in the nation's capital for a third weekend of protest, blocking the Commonwealth Bridge and marching on Parliament House. But for many Australians, life is returning to some form of normality as most restrictions are lifted in both Victoria and New South Wales. Dr. John Hall from New South Wales Health reminds residents that though many major regulations are easing, face coverings remain in place for another week.
From Friday the 25th of February, masks will only be mandated on public transport, planes, at airports, hospitals, aged and disability care homes, corrections facilities, and indoor music festivals with more than 1,000 people.
Further north, Queenslanders may have to wait a little longer for complete restriction relief, according to Chief Health Officer John Gerrard.
We're about 2 weeks behind New South Wales and Victoria, and we're going to be talking about this publicly in the coming weeks. We're having the discussion about this, and we'll be talking further about that. And I don't want to say anything more about changes and restrictions before next week.
But as the eastern states ease restrictions, Western Australia's announcement of a March 3rd border reopening has been tempered by new business and household limits to curb their Omicron outbreak. Christian Stratton, state manager of WA Australian Industry Group, says West Coast businesses cannot continue to be segregated.
And I guess what we'd like more than anything is to see uniformity across the country. We think it's time we reconnected back, and as quickly as we can move to what's going on into the other states and get similar restrictions, if any, the better.
With the country's international borders set to reopen on Monday, unvaccinated passengers arriving into Victoria will now enter the state's new quarantine facility. The Mickleham Centre, on the outskirts of Melbourne, can house up to 1,000 residents. COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria Commissioner, Emma Casser, says the facility is designed to be enjoyable for residents, with the proper levels of ventilation that could not be achieved in the hotel quarantine system.
And it provides the residents with the ability to come outside. We always knew that a lack of fresh air was a real challenge for residents. Here they can come outside on the balconies and enjoy the time here.
Victorian Police Minister Lisa Neville says the facility is an investment in Victoria's future.
And if only we did have this back in March 2020, but now we know whatever's ahead, we are ready now with a purpose-built facility to ensure residents have a great experience, are safe here, staff are safe here, and the broader Victorian community are safe.
With COVID-19 restrictions easing, Ms Neville rejects suggestions that the facility could be redundant before it even opens.
There is no doubt in my mind that we will look back on this decision by the Commonwealth and the state government to invest in a special purpose-built quarantine facility as one of the best decisions we've made, whether it's for disaster recovery or whether it's for a future pandemic or even just the current one.
It comes as health professionals warn that with winter and the subsequent flu season approaching, this current pandemic may be far from over. Brooke Young, SBS News. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.